From Peoria Public Radio, this is Out and About. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon from Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're speaking with director Carrie Rae Hinman-Ryan and actress Helen Engelbrecht. They're here to tell us more about Cornstalk Theater's current production, The Curious Savage. Carrie and Helen, welcome to Out and About.
Thank you so much.
Now, Carrie, let's start with you. You're the director of this production, and I understand that this show holds a very special place in your heart. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It does. I was in this show when I was a sophomore in college. I played the part of Miss Willie, and my father, who was not a huge fan of going to live theater, he genuinely liked this show, and I think it's just because it's very reflective of his character. It's a show about generosity and kindness and doing good for others. And I think that, you know, in his whole life, you know, that was his main thing that he always wanted us to realize is, you know, being a good person for the community.
And I think that generosity is reflected, Helen, in your character, Ethel Savage, because throughout the play, she essentially has a message that she's trying to convey, something that she stands for, which is this notion that people should be able to pursue the things that inspire them and delight them, even if to you or I, those pursuits may seem trivial or even silly.
This is correct. Ethel is a wonderful, warm-hearted woman, and she has other characteristics about her, though, that make her very clever and very interesting. She also has a way of doing some mischievous things that make her a broader character than just being a, you know, a warm-hearted millionaires. So she has ways of making her children, her stepchildren who are greedy, find out how important the value of generosity is. So she's a kind of a mischievous person, and I love doing that.
And Ethel is just one of several very colorful characters in the show. Carrie, can you tell us maybe about some of the Savage children?
Oh, yes, the Savage children. They are very greedy. They think that they're clever enough to lock their mother away because they think that she's crazy for actually being kind and giving people money. So, you know, they lock her away in this place they call the Cloisters. And it is not your typical, I guess you would call it an insane asylum. Like, it's not like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. This is a nice, cozy home where the guests, they're not inmates, they are guests. They are residents of the Cloisters. And the stepchildren are a huge contrast to the warmth and the kindness and how we would probably think of as more normal. The stepchildren are more savages, thus the Curious Savage.
As you say, the play is set in an asylum, and several of the characters are patients there. And that's something that, as a director, I'm sure you want to handle very delicately, because while the show is a comedy and the script helps you a lot, you probably want to be sensitive to how your actors are portraying characters who have legitimate mental illnesses. So can you talk a little bit about how you worked with the actors in the rehearsal process?
Absolutely. It even says in the beginning of the script by the writer John Patrick that it was very important that the residents be played, you know, you don't want to overplay them for laughs or anything like that. They are just simply normal people, and they are to be a great contrast from the stepchildren so that we do look at them as more normal. And I stressed it from the very beginning, from day one of auditions. If you're auditioning for a resident, just play it normal. Don't overplay the laughs. Just be the character.
John Patrick has a wonderful script. It is his wordage that makes it funny.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. It's very clever, very, very funny. I mean, there are moments, there's so many lines in there. I mean, it's so quotable, but there's so many lines in there that you kind of miss them. They happen so fast and so frequent. And I think that's part of its charm. And, you know, the residents have so many of those lines that are easily missed because they're so cute.
Now, speaking of charm, Helen, you mentioned before we started recording that you had a fantastic opening weekend. Tell us a little bit about the audience response.
We were so pleased with the audience. We had standing ovations immediately. We had almost full houses, and we were just overjoyed to see that the audience immediately got the message of the show.
One of the things that you are doing with this production is you're spotlighting some area nonprofits and service agencies in your performances. Can you talk a little bit about that, the decision to do that, and maybe some of the groups that you're partnering with?
Yes, I just thought it was very important, the whole theme of the play being, as we've talked about, generosity and kindness. And I think in this day and age, you know, just in this society especially, I think it's very important to bring light to that. I wanted to find some charitable organizations that did want to partner up with us so that we could shed some light on them, give them the opportunity to spread their message, as well as maybe boost their funding a little bit. And the remaining charitable organizations that we will be sponsoring on Friday, we will be sponsoring the United Stroke Alliance. Saturday will be the Central Illinois Memorial Kidney Fund. And on Sunday, we will sponsor Make-A-Wish Illinois.
And Carrie, I have to ask, you're sitting here in the studio with this really cute, cuddly teddy bear. Tell us about the connection with the play.
Well, when you go and see the show, you will see that the teddy bear is very important, as it is a symbol. I think it allows people to channel their inner fun, inner crazy. Mrs. Savage, she is thought to be crazy because she has this little teddy bear that she carries around with her everywhere, which angers her stepchildren because, of course, they think it's completely nuts. But Mrs. Savage, she may not be nuts at all. She may just be a very fun, spunky, unique person.
And this is your first time out as a director, Carrie. And I'm just curious, what was the most surprising part of going through the process? What was the, you know, what was the thing that you learned or discovered that you weren't expecting at the outset?
I guess that would be how much, I mean, I always knew it took a lot of work. I mean, it's theater. Everything takes a lot of work. But I guess I just didn't expect to be so, it wasn't really overwhelming, but it was just, I need sleep. But I've enjoyed every second of it. I guess I was very nervous about directing because I am primarily an actress, and I guess I didn't know how people would necessarily respect me as a director. I didn't know if I could pull it off. and the whole process has just been amazing. I mean, it's just amazing how much people, they did respect me and, you know, trusted my judgment. And I wanted to create this atmosphere also of openness, and because I'm very open to suggestion. And of course, being an actress, I know how creative actors can be and how much they want to use their creativity as well. And so I liked to collaborate with my actors. And I think together we really created this whole world. I mean, they have created such unique characters, which gives them so much depth. Even though this is not a drama, it's mostly a comedy, but there is dramatic parts in it, and you'll see that if you go see the show. But it's been amazing.
We've been talking about Cornstalk Theater's production of The Curious Savage with director Carrie Ray Hinman Ryan and with Helen Engelbrecht. The production continues tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday at the Winter Playhouse in Upper Bradley Park in Peoria. Thank you both for being with us.
Oh, thank you very much.
The Peoria International Choir, under the direction of Masako Somano Johnson, will be performing this weekend. Their Chinese New Year concert will take place this Sunday at 2 p.m., at Dunlap High School. For more information about the choir, you can visit PeoriaInternationalChoir.org.
And Bradley University is hosting its annual jazz festival next Tuesday with 15 high school bands performing throughout the day. The festival closes with a concert featuring the Bradley Jazz Ensemble, the Groove Project, and guest artist Tamir Hendelman. That concert is Tuesday night at 8 in the Student Center Ballroom.
Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio when you visit our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.